Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a wonderful show lined up for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here at the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can call us at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joseph Scheel, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our Holidays of the Earth raffle will be held tomorrow on Friday, April 22nd. So this is it, guys. Tonight, this is your last chance to buy some raffle tickets. And if you do, you might be one of our lucky winners. One ticket gives you the chance to win one of five mediumship readings. And this is going to be, of course, with one of our certified mediums. And those that are participating in this raffle will be Lynn LeClaire, Amy Utzman, Renee Buck, Dave Campbell, and Bobby Allison. So don't miss out on this. And there's just a few hours left to get your tickets. We have also a lot of things coming up this May. On Wednesday, May 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have another great webinar scheduled. Our presenter is Leslie Kane, and she is an independent award-winning journalist who wrote the New York Times best-selling book, UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Our Government Officials Go on the Record. So for those of you who enjoy this topic, be sure to tune into this because this is going to be a really fascinating presentation. We also have two afterlife discussion groups coming up this May. One is on May 7th in Minnetonka, Minnesota, and one is in Cold Spring Harbor, New York on May 25th. And also on May 14th, we also have an online meeting of our Visionary Explorers group. And then finally, our fifth annual Grief Transformation Retreat is scheduled for the weekend of July 22nd through the 24th, and we are back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. We do hope that you'll join us for this very healing weekend of presentations and mediumship, and it's all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. So be sure to register at our website to secure your reservation. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show tonight. Of course, if you've listened into the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. And on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Joseph Scheel. And in addition to his work as an evidential psychic medium, Joe is also a spirit artist, as well as an award-winning teacher. He is a Reiki master, a healer, and a spiritual advisor. Joe is also an ordained minister, as well as an instructor with the Journey Within Church in New Jersey. And, of course, he's a registered medium at Lilydale, New York, And we are just so thrilled to have him back on Mediums and Messages. So let's get him on the air. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. And I've got to say, you know, you've got a long list of credentials. I only mentioned a few of them. But, wow, we are just so thrilled to have you here tonight.
I appreciate it very much. I'm grateful
yeah.
to be here.
You do so many different things, you know. I was beginning to wonder when I was looking at your bio here, when you find time to sleep. I don't know when you do that.
I don't do much of that, no.
Ah, there you go. So, you know, I want to ask you, actually, about one of your gifts, because, quite honestly, not very many of us mediums have this skill. But I want to ask you a little bit about your work as a spirit artist, because
sure.
I really find this very fascinating. Now, is this something that you've been doing for a long time?
I've been doing it a long time. I've been doing it a long time as a, you know, as a professional medium, but I have had the ability since I was a child, and I didn't really realize what it was. I mean, other people around me kind of saw it, you know, thought it was strange or weird or whatever the case may be, and I grew up with it, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And actually, I had a few people see me just drawing a picture in a library, you know, because I was bored stiff or something. I didn't want to read or something. But I drew pictures, and a guy came up to me and said, "You know, why are you drawing my uncle?" And I said,
"Oh, wow!
Just drawing this guy. You know, I'm just doing one." Well, that's my uncle. And I said, well, you can have it if you want. I said, you know, Tom seemed like a nice guy. He goes, I do know his name. And I said,
oh, wow.
You know, just take the picture, you know, because I didn't have any clue that, I didn't even know what a medium was at the time, honestly.
Yeah.
And so it really kind of threw me a bit. But I've since then, you know, long story short, once I understood that I had some awareness of this and some ability at this, I delved into really kind of learning it the best I could. I'm still working on it. I think I will be the rest of my life, but it's just something I'm really trying to perfect, and, you know, to a point where I'm more accurate all the time, and just trying. You know, I think it takes a lot of effort on our parts as mediums to really be serious about the gifts we've been given, or this ability we've been given, and just learn more and more about it all the time. So
right.
That's what I,
yeah, it's really, really fascinating. I mean, not only, as you said, it takes a lot of focus, but also, I mean, you have to have that artistic ability as well. And, you know, just to clarify, because many of our listeners don't realize that there are many different types of mediums, you know, and some mediums actually do visually see spirits. Now, is this the case for you, or do you just see them in your mind's eye?
Well, actually, upon testing different places like in Europe and things like that, they have said that it's oneer. In other words, all my senses become acute when I put myself into an altered state, like a mild trance state. So some of the best pictures are the ones I do see in my mind's eye. I do see them. Sometimes, you know, I'm the kind of guy that wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes I tell them to go away. But I can see the faces, and so those come out the best. Sometimes they'll tell me what to do. I actually hear.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. So, in other words, as you're drawing them, they're also actually communicating with you then at the same time?
Absolutely.
Oh, how cool is that?
And then smells and taste are really important to me. I can, I kind of like if you walked into your house and you smelled smoke, what would you do? I mean, other than calling 911, you might chase around the house and see where it's coming from. I'll remote view. I'll go to the scene based on the smell or the taste, and all of a sudden I'm there. And I've actually drawn a couple of the pictures, which I've admitted to people how I did it, but I saw the picture on the nightstand in my remote view. So I said, I see him there in his uniform. I'll copy him and see if that's the same guy or if we're talking about the same person. You know,
that's so cool, though. That is really, that's really quite a gift that you have.
And then the other way is that I feel like I'm, you know, like they're engaged with me, if you will. They're overshadowing me, if you will. And so in that case, it's like drawing a self-portrait. That's the hardest way, but I have done that times. And you know, unfortunately, sometimes they come out looking a little bit like me. You know, it might look like them, but, you know, it's too big.
Well, I have to say, it's really fascinating, though. That is really a tremendous gift. It's got to be very interesting to experience that as well, you know?
There's a lot of mediums beginning to try to do it and beginning to make the effort. And, you know, been other great mediums over the years that have done it. And I didn't really realize they were out there doing that when mm-hmm. I first started, but I started to learn about them from a few other people, and then I met one, Rita Berkowitz, up in Massachusetts, and mm-hmm. she was very helpful, and then I realized that this is something I really wanted to improve upon, and so I started out by drawing numbers of people, so I drew as many as 22 family members in one sitting.
Oh my gosh.
That got to be very exhausting. I still do
imagine.
It once in a while, but I don't do it often, you know. So.
Oh my gosh, yeah. All right, so before we go to our commercial break, we're going to take a break in about a minute or so. I just want to quickly ask you about some of your upcoming events. You've got a few things coming up here. You've got quite a few things, actually. You want to mention a few of them?
I can run down a quick list here if you want.
Well, I have a list here if you want. We can kind of go over it. So just to mention for a few people, in case they would like to check out some of your work, from July 18th to the 21st, you're going to be up in Lilydale, New York, doing Spirit Artistry Intensive. So that mm-hmm. sounds really cool. July 23rd to the 24th, you will be at our Forever Family Foundation Grief Retreat in Chester, Connecticut. That's the one I just mentioned during the announcement. Yeah, and that's going to be terrific. It's a wonderful event. I've been there many, many times, so you're really going to enjoy that. Let's see, August 13th, Edgar Casey at ARE in Virginia Beach. Is that right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Okay.
All
righty. Well, you've got some other events coming up later this year. So all of this, I'm assuming, is up on your website?
It's all up on the website, sure.
All righty. So everybody can check that out at josephshield.com. And what we're going to do is we are going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll speak more with Joe Shield. And, of course, we're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or you'd like to receive a connection to Spirit, give us a call here at the show. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joseph Scheel. Now, from what I understand, our phone lines are pretty lit up, so we're going to go to our callers. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that we do like to have, we'd like to hear your voice, okay? So we're going to get you on the air, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection to spirit. Or if you have a question for us, we'd love to hear your questions as well, okay? So let's go to our first caller. I believe we have Christina calling in from New York. Are you with us?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show, Christina. Would you like to have a connection, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like a connection.
All righty. I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Hi, Christina.
Thank you.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. And you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for calling in. That's great. So, Christina, I just want to say to you that the sound of your voice is wonderful. I feel a very close connection here. I want to talk about a woman in spirit that's with you, and I just feel that around me really quickly. So I'm going to grab her, if I may. She seems to be quite strong and quite. I feel like she really, really comes in with a tremendous amount of love for you. But this is how I feel she really is to me. As I see her, I don't think she's a tiny bit of a thing. I do think she's a sturdy woman. She has a very, very strong sense about her of things. I do think she would have put me to task if I came to meet her, you know, at her house or at a place, and she would have really wanted to know who I was, you know, give me the 20 questions, and she probably put me to work. So I just need to say that to you, but I feel very, very good about her. I don't think she I don't think all of life was very easy for her, but she did work very hard. She seems to be very smart, and I do think she kept her mind about her. So I do think that she kept her wits about her for quite a while. I do think that she lived a pretty full life. I think she could have had some more time, but she did have that full life. She puts you on a pedestal, and I got to say, you can get away with anything. That's why I think it's a grandmother. And I don't really like to start off with a grandmother, but she feels to me like she really wants to be around you and show her love for you. I really think she would probably let you get away with anything, but that seems to be quite prominent. I want to mention the name Anne for some reason. I don't know why that's there, but I do need to mention this. It's in my head, so I'm going to just mention that. It could be around her somehow, but a part of a name that she's trying to mention, so I do need to mention that. And Christina, I want to talk to you about the fact that I do believe that her life was not so easy, and I do think she lost a number of people before she passed, and I do feel like she lost somebody younger than herself, so I do need to say that as well. Would you understand any part of that?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely lost a grandmother quite some time ago, and definitely lost other people as well, and so has she. So.
Yeah, it seems to be. Do you understand the characteristics and you know, kind of what she was like?
Definitely. Yeah, she was a tough one.
And how about that name, Anne? Does that make sense to you as part of the name? Could even be a middle name, but
no Anne.
That's okay. All right, I don't want you to throw it out. I just kind of want you to hold on to it, okay?
Okay.
And I want to go on a little further here. because I feel like as if she's coming around you, almost as if to say that she's around you, she's been around you an awful lot, and wanting to help you move forward with something. So I want to say, she says you get a lot from her. So I feel like you have your own sense of being, your own sense of your own voice, if you will. You're very, very intelligent, and she's just kind of bragging about that, I want to say. And I feel like you also have an ability to yourself, in a way, you know, that sense of being, that sense of intuitiveness, picking up on people very quickly. And I think you really do that very well. Just at you know, where you work and around you, you kind of know people very, very quickly, and you pick up on them very quickly, and people tend to like to you quite easily. So I do need to mention that as well. She's just saying that a lot of that, she's kind of taking credit for that. So I want to say that as I come around this. Did she have something to do with books or library or teaching or something like that? Because I just saw a number of books around her.
No, she didn't. No, I don't think Grandma. Okay. I don't think Grandma was a reader.
Who's the one that had to do with either books or teaching? Like, I don't see in like a library.
I'm a teacher, so that could be me.
Oh, God bless her. Maybe she's just telling me about you then. That's okay. Awesome. That's awesome. I think she.
Is there anyone else that I could connect with?
I also feel like that there's some gentlemen there, so I want to say that I saw three, but I'm going to talk about somebody that feels to me a little bit younger, and I want to say that I feel strong with this person, very, very strong. I do feel like you left the world a little bit too quickly. I almost feel like there's not a lot of goodbye here, so I want to say that as well. you know, Christina, I'm going to say that it feels to me like I do want to mention this. I want to mention the name Stephen for some reason. I'm not going to say it's his name because I don't feel like I'm connecting him to that, but it is connected to him somehow, okay? Not his name, but around him, if you will. I also want to say... Okay, I'm just going to mention that name as around this person. Do you understand the younger man who passed?
Yeah, absolutely. I lost my father a year ago today.
God bless him.
Yeah.
It feels very, very. It does feel patriarchal. It feels very protective of you. I don't want you to throw out the other name I gave you because it could be somebody he knew or somebody that's passed since that he's met on the other side. So I just need to mention that to you. I also want to say that there's a strong sense here that this guy is a no baloney kind of guy. I like him very much. I do think he has a good sense of humor, and I feel like he's a bit dry, which I got to say. And I do think that he and I would get along pretty well. I'd probably think I'm, you know, a little bit off because of what I do, and probably give me a hard time about that. But I do think he's a wonderful person. I also feel like was he very good with numbers for some reason? It seems to like numbers are going around in my head real quickly. Would you understand that if I said that?
I don't know about numbers. Maybe, I don't think numbers.
It's almost like an engineering kind of mind. Like, he knew how to take things apart, put them back together. He knew the score.
He was handy, definitely handy.
Yeah, it really feels like he knows the measurements, he knows things and how to put them together, how to take them apart, and he shows that very, very strongly. He also gives me the name William, which is actually a family name of mine, who is an engineer. So I just feel like it's that ability and that keenness to that. I do feel a kindness with this man. I don't feel like there's any harshness in his way, but I don't think he'd put up with me. He's not the kind of guy that deals well with stupid. So I just need to say,
I think we're going to have to leave it there. Our phone lines are pretty lit up. Christina, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helps just a tiny bit. Okay?
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you both.
Alrighty. Thanks.
Take care.
All right, we're going to get to our next caller. We have Kathleen on the phone calling in from New York. Are you with us?
Okay.
Kathleen?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Yes, I'd like to have a mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good. Fine, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and taking part in the program. I feel very good with you. I do want to talk about a gentleman first with you, if I may. I do feel very strong with him. He's a bit of a pistol, I have to say. He's got a good sense of humor. There's a spark to his step and a spark to who he was in life. I do think he has a great regard for you. I feel like I'm almost sitting with you and looking at you, so I do need to say he always thought the best of you, and I think he would champion you and really bragged about you on his own. So I do feel that very strong with that. I feel also that this gentleman may have had difficulty with his lungs and heart and chest area towards the end. I think he was not well for a while. He may have had some difficulty saying anything about it before. You know, he kind of like kept it to himself for a while, and then I feel like it's almost too late by the time he starts to talk about it. I do think he suffered for a while, but he got. He did fight a good fight to stay here, so I do feel that as well. My own name is coming through, you know, the Joseph Patrick John in my name, that's almost like the John James really seems to be strong here, so I want to say that he's kind of mentioning that as well. And I also feel like he really has a strong sense about him, like almost a regimentation about him. Like he knew what was right, and right was, you know, he kept to that, if you will. Could you understand any part of this so far?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks. All right. And
do you want me to tell you who I think it is?
Well, what piece has made sense to you? How's that?
Well, it sounds like my dad, and my dad's name was James.
Okay. God bless him. He's really a great guy. I really like him, and I do think he's one. Now, did he smoke when he was younger and then quit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's talking. He's blaming those damn things. So I gotta say, part of what he's saying, I think they were pretty pungent, whatever they were. But that smells around me. The love for you and the caring for you is extraordinary. I do think he really wants you to know that he's present in your life and that he's been trying to get your attention, if you will. He's very proud of you, so I do think you've been making some good decisions, even though you might not think that yourself. I do think that he feels like you have a good head on your shoulders, and he really is proud of what you've done. And there's also a hello here as well. Who is Mary Margaret?
Yep, that's my mom.
Okay, so hello to Mary.
My mom's name is name is Mary Margaret, my mom.
Mary Margaret.
That's her name.
Well, thank you very much. I just want you to know that he's mentioning that. I feel a tremendous amount of love that's moving through me, and I feel very, very emotional about this. So I want you to kind of remember to call him out in prayer when you need things. You know, and remember, prayer is praga pregato. It means to demand of. So it's okay that, you know, it's okay to say please, please, but that sometimes shows doubt. So I really want us to say, Dad, I need you now, you know? And I think that'll help your connection with him, and you'll feel him a lot better around you. I feel very, very strongly with his regard for you. Why is he holding up five fingers with me? As if it was he one of five, or does he have five children or five grand? He keeps talking about five. It could be the month of May here. Does that make sense to you at all?
There's five in my family now.
Okay, cool.
My husband and I have three kids. I don't know if that helps.
Beautiful. Well, that may be. Can I ask you about the month of May? Does that make any sense to you? Because I followed all the way through to that.
May.
Anniversary of passing,
birthday.
A birthday of something? Okay, he may be trying to kill your brother.
My grandmother passed in May. My mom's mother passed in May. And my brother's birthday is in May.
Can I ask you who Ellen or Helen is?
Helen?
Yeah.
I had an Aunt Helen.
Okay.
He's
mentioning her as well, okay? I think he's met her on the other side. She's passed?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So I do think that there's a tremendous amount of family there, I have to say. I'm very busy. So your Aunt Helen looks to me, I see this woman. Now, maybe it could be grandmother, but I want to say I believe this to be Helen because I asked her to turn, if you will. Did she have her hair done up? You know, it's like almost done for her. It's not like close to her head. It doesn't feel to me like it's a, you know, it doesn't look like a... chopped off. It looks kind of like it's like she had it curled or something upright, and I do feel like she's wearing
definitely
glasses.
Definitely curled. Yes.
Okay. So it just looks that way to me. I think I could actually draw her. She's funny. I gotta say, she's kind of thrilled to be here. So I like that around her as well. I like the way she is. She's very close to the vest, kind of tight with what she wants people to know. Very. You know, closed mouth about things. You know, she's kind of, she's not, I think she talks amongst the family, but she's not talking amongst friends, if you will, about family. You know, it's like keeping it close
okay,
to the
right.
vest type of thing. So that
Alrighty.
Seems to be...
I think we're going to have to leave it there, Joe.
Thanks,
Kathleen,
Kathleen.
Thank you so much for calling
thank
into the
you.
Show, and I hope this helped just a little bit.
It was great. Thank you, Joe.
Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You.
All right. I think
okay.
we have time for one more call, Joe, before we go to break again.
Okay.
So we have Jaffe on the phone calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us? Do we have Jaffe on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this
Hello?
Jaffe? Is this Jaffe?
Taffy.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Taffy?
Yes,
like Kathleen,
Jaffe.
Like the previous caller?
Oh, Kathy.
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry. They gave us the wrong name. Well, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All righty. I'll turn you over to Joe.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling in the show.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Thank you.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm really, really, you know, been wonderful and looking forward to nicer weather. So, okay. Kathy, you know, as I hear the sound of your voice, I have two very powerful spirits here. One I feel like somebody close to you or someone in the family had lost a child, so I just need to feel that. And it just kind of hit me. I always see kind of a gold ring around me when that happens, so I just want to say that. Now, I don't know if you understand that, but it just hit me, so I just want to make sure I'm connected to you. Does that make sense to you at all?
I don't know about a lost child, actually.
Okay, so let me regroup here, okay? Because if it's not something you understand, I'm just probably picking up on somebody else. So I just want to make sure that I'm
sure.
picking up on you, okay? Give me one moment. All right. Now, Kathy, I'm beginning to draw a rose here for you. I want to say I've drawn a lot of these for people over the years. They usually mean mom to me. It feels very, very... very close. There's a very, very strong person here. I think she has a strong attitude. She's really somebody that had a voice, I want to say, even before her time. And I want to say that when she passed, I do think she really, really was suffering for a while. This is not an instant passing. This is not somebody who passed away immediately. But I do think that there was a lot of pain around the family because of it, because it is a big loss, and I do think it's somebody who took care of other people as well, and I do feel like this is around her quite a bit. Now, I know earlier in the evening I heard an Anne, but I want to say Anne again. It just seems to continue to come upon me, so I'm going to just kind of mention that name to you, and I want to say that this woman seems to me like she could have had more time. It just seems to me like she really was not elderly. It seems to me that I'm feeling kind of a lot of pain in my abdomen area coming up through me, if you will. And I feel like this is like traveling, if you will. Can you understand any piece of that at all, Kathy? Hello?
Kathy, are you with us?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Did you understand any of the information Joe was giving you?
We actually got disconnected, and he just patched me back through. So the last thing
gosh.
I heard was about a baby.
Oh, well, I went on to another spirit after that. I'm sorry.
You did say something about a rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you a quick synopsis here of what Joe said. He mentioned a rose. He mentioned mom, because that's a symbol for mom for him. And that there was a lot
okay.
of suffering here, and also that she cared quite a bit for other people. She would care for others. The name Anne came up again. And also that she was not elderly when she passed, this female. Now, does this ring a bell for you?
Well, my mother was in her 70s when she passed. I did have a friend named Anna who
okay.
passed at the age of 31.
Okay.
Okay.
There
you
go.
It could
mm-hmm.
be a mix of the two here, but I definitely yep. don't think 70 is as old for a woman these days.
No.
So I do need to say that as well. But
okay.
I felt a tremendous amount of love for you, but I also heard the name Anne. So I would say to you, because I know that this is such a short period of time that we have to open it up and to develop the spirit with me, but I want to say to you
yes.
that I feel that there's a tremendous amount of champion for who you are. I feel that... you know, there's a bit of an apology for being gone quickly with one of these. It might be the younger person. I just feel like there's a bit of an apology here, and almost like they tried to stay, or I don't feel like it's intentional in any way, okay? So I just want to mention that. Mm-hmm. I do think there's a lot of peace here
okay.
now, and I do feel like there's a hello to others here, too. I do want to mention a Richard that could be in the living, but I do want to mention a Richard that's being spoken. So I don't know if you understand that, but I do feel that that's strong. So there is somebody trying to say hello to a Richard, okay? And
okay.
Does that make any sense to you, Kathy?
I don't know any Richards.
Okay,
it might be connected to your friend Anna. Maybe it's connected to her somewhere, so you might want to check on that.
Okay.
Well, we thank
any
you.
Any male
so much.
Spirits coming through?
We got about 30 seconds. Any male spirits, Joe?
There is. I felt a couple, and I want to say to you that I feel like there's a gentleman there that really feels close to you in a way, and I want to say that there's almost an intimacy here. He wants to kind of look at you. I'm trying to develop him better, get him closer to me. He just seems to be a very, very astute person. He seems to be an in-shape, you know, guy. He doesn't seem to be frumpy or out of sorts. I do think that there's a bit of confusion before his passing, or somebody we don't know everything about it or something. So I need to mention that as well, Kathy. I want to say that he seems like a decent person that really tried hard. He's telling me he didn't always get it right. He's like one step forward, two steps back. But I do think he's intelligent. He worked hard. And I do think he had a lot of friends. I don't think he's a wallflower. I do think he was outgoing and people liked him a lot as I come around him. He mentions the name Michael, and I need to mention that to you. I'm hearing it mentioned. That's about what I can get right now in this speed. But do you understand any of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well,
unfortunately, we've got to go to a heartbreak here.
Okay, sorry
go
about
ahead.
That. Thanks, Kathy, for taking
all
time.
All right, Kathy, thanks so much for your
thank
call.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. All right, guys.
Thank
we've got
you.
To take,
bye-bye.
We've got to take a really quick break. Please, in the meantime, you may want to check out Joe's website at josephshield.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's Dr. Parisetti in one word.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joseph Scheel, and before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in. We have some like drugstore.com, The Gap, Lord & Taylor, Petco, Sirius Radio, Victoria's Secret, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, so let's get back to our show tonight. We've got time for a couple of more phone calls. We've got Joseph Scheel here with us tonight, so let's get to our next caller. I think we have Linda on the phone from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Would you like
Thank
to have
you,
a connection to Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Thank you.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So thanks so much for calling the show. That's great. Linda, I'm just trying to hear the sound of your voice, and could you just say your first name again out loud, please?
Linda.
Thank you. Linda, I feel very strongly that there's a gentleman here for you that feels very, very strong to me. I do think he passed quicker than he expected to. I feel like he's really... you know, I feel like he's all guy. You know, I feel like he really enjoyed the world, enjoyed the outdoors, enjoyed really a lot of great things. I think he's very, very smart. I think he really held his own in the world. I think he was capable of a number of different things. I feel music around him for some reason, so I want to say that as well. And you know, as I come through this, Linda, I want to say that there's either Dan or David that is associated to this, so I need to kind of give you that name. And I also want to say to you, I feel like I feel like there's a tremendous amount of love for you as well, and a closeness, if you will, as I'm sitting here, and an appreciation for you as well in the midst of things. So I want to kind of mention that. I do want to talk about there's two people he left behind, or two children that he left behind. I want to talk about there being a young man as well. So I want to mention that, if I may. He's talking about somebody younger, a young man, so I want to say that. Is there any of that that you understand at all so far, Linda?
Not really, no.
Okay. Let me see if I can reconnect with some of this. And you don't understand the you don't understand the names at all, correct?
And no, I don't.
Okay. That's okay, hon. Don't throw them out yet, okay?
Okay.
As I come to this man, he keeps talking about a younger man, so I do think that somebody's trying to take me to meet with a younger person or a younger person on the other side. And when they mean younger, they do mean younger than I am, and I do feel like this is a little older, not a child, if you will, not a teenager, but a bit older. So I do want to talk about somebody who passed in their 40s, and I want to talk about somebody who really kind of went down kind of quickly, either a quick sickness, you know, like that only took a couple of weeks or that type of thing that took them out very, very quickly. I feel that when they're talking about this also, that this person really had a regard for you and a caring for you. So I want to mention that. I also want to talk about, I keep hearing my own name, huh? So I keep hearing the Joe here. So does that make any sense, huh?
No.
It doesn't make any sense. Okay, well, I'm sorry. No. I may not be with you at all then, and I apologize for that, but I feel like these are the things that are coming through to me. So let me go on, and I'll see if I can make the last few seconds here to see if I can shift to something different as I'm hearing your voice, but I may not be the right reader for you. So let me just, in this particular situation, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Joe,
go ahead.
I was going to say, while you're thinking about that, I kept hearing the name Mike or Michael also. Is that connected to you, Linda?
No.
Because I think it's connected to whatever it is that Joe is getting. As he was speaking, I kept hearing like a Mike or Michael connection to that person, to that male.
Yeah, I might be with the wrong person. I might have the wires crossed there, if you will. Mm. But that's okay. Linda, would you understand a woman that you took care of for quite a while? And I want to say she's elderly. I do think she got up in years quite a bit. I do feel like she really held her own, and she hung in there for a long, long time. I do think she was quite alert for most of her life and really did a lot for others. But I also think she was successful in her own right and really kind of knew the world pretty well. She has her own street sense, as well as being somewhat educated and knows how to do things. But I feel a closeness to her and to you, if you will. And I do think a great regard for you, but almost a lot of thank yous and appreciation for you, as I feel that in me, if you will. I also want to say that she would have gotten kind of frail towards the end. I feel like she would have... had some hospitalization here. I feel that that's going on with her as well. Her hands look frail to me as I see them. And I do think she would have liked to take care of herself. She doesn't look frumpy or unkept. She feels like she always liked to look her best and be around that way. Would you understand a woman like that, Linda?
That's my mother.
Okay. God bless her. I want to say that her appreciation for all that you did is just incredible. And I want you to know that I'm almost in tears here right now because of the feelings I'm getting through me. She just wants to come through and give you a big hug and just thank you. She kind of apologizing that she got a little snippy at times, but she's not a complainer. I don't think she's a whiner. I think you can see her sick, and it almost feels like, you can almost tell that it's that she's uncomfortable and in discomfort. But I don't think she's the kind of person that would whine all the time. But I do think, I feel like she really did her best to sit well, to hold herself up, to greet people in a very gracious manner. And the woman's got a bit of class. I want to say thank you to her for that. I mean, she shows well. And I do think she had a mind of her own. She would have spoken. She would have given people a lot of rope and then let them know where to get off if she had to, that kind of thing. I like her because I know what I'm, I think I know what I'm dealing with here. Does that still make sense to you?
Yes, that makes sense. Yes.
God bless you. God bless
okay,
you.
Okay, well, we have a little bit of a mystery with the other mail that was coming through, but
We do. That may
I know.
Okay.
But Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show. I know it's just a mini reading, but we've only got a few minutes to give to our callers. But thank you. I hope it helped
great.
A little bit. All righty.
Thanks.
Okay, we've got
okay.
time
thanks.
For maybe one more call, Joe. I believe
okay.
we have Ann calling in from California. Are you with us, Ann?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I finally
hi.
Got through.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading or did you have a question?
Oh, definitely a mini reading.
Okay. So here we
thanks,
go.
Thanks, Ann. I appreciate it. Appreciate you calling all the way from California. That's great. Nice place to be, I suppose. Hopefully I can get out there at some point. As I'm hearing the sound of your voice, Ann, I don't know if you were listening to the last call at all, if you heard that about a man in spirit that passed in his 40s. Would you understand that? Does that make any sense to you?
Not really.
Okay. Then I just want to abandon that for now. I don't know why it came in with the last caller. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't for you, okay?
Okay.
So can you just say your first name again out loud for me, please?
Ann. A-N-N.
Thank you, Ann. I appreciate that. You know, Ann, I have a gentleman here that I feel very strong with, and I want to say that I feel very, very, there's a kindness in his heart, and there's a diligence about him. He really is a very sturdy man in a way, and I want to say that he comes in with a tremendous amount of regard and love and kind of a respect for you. I do feel almost a regimentation around him. There's more than one man there, so I do think that one of them is either military or fire and policeman, that they've got a bit of a hold for you, that they want to kind of hold up, you know, they want to be there for you. I do feel that this gentleman was astute and really knew his trade, if you will, and knew what he was doing. I do think that there's a bit of creativity with him as well. So I want to kind of mention that. And he's not alone there. I do want to mention that there's two other women there as well. One of them feels very motherly to me, Ann, and I want to say that there's that feeling of closeness and wanting and like oneness. And the thing about this woman is also that she feels feels like a friend as well as mom, you know, like there's not an estrangement. Like we got along, we could talk, we could be there. I feel like she should have had more time, but I do think that she was healthy for a long time, and then when she did get sick, it took her relatively quickly. She's talking about a 2-year period of being out of sorts, if you will, and just kind of trying to find her way. If you were to understand this, Ann, I also want to mention to you, I do want to say to you that there's either a Joan or a Jean or a Joan that's mentioned by her, and I do need to say that J name is really strong here. Now, don't get caught up on the name. Do you understand either one of these spirits at all?
Well, the military one could be my father-in-law. His name is James.
Okay, thank you. Definitely there and appreciate, and with a lot of appreciation for you, wanting to uphold you, wanting to give you a lift, if you will, almost like he thinks you might need it right now. There seems to be a lot of strain. I think you take a lot of stress on yourself, and I do think that he wants to help. So I would ask James, if I were you, to just be with you and just to walk with you in this struggle. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes, that's awesome.
Hello?
Yes,
okay.
She said yes.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So I would reach out to him if I were you, Ann, and ask him to walk with you, because I do think he's almost showing me like a fireman's carry. Like, you know, it's like one of us goes down, we're all going down, so none of us are going down. We got you. So I really kind of feel that kind of a thing here. So I know that the strain and the stress has been a little heavy lately, but that is there. They're also talking about... Boy, I want to say there's a concern for somebody here. I want to say somebody younger here that they want to be around, so that they're giving that love to there as well. So I want to say that there's a younger person I feel needs to make a little bit different decisions, if you will. He's saying he has it. He's under control and he's got it. So I do want to say that your father-in-law has that in mind as well. Okay.
Got about 30 seconds. That's it.
Okay. I hope that makes sense to you, Ann, if you will.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
God bless them. So I do think they're there for you. Call them out. All right. Thank you.
All righty. Ann, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. I can't believe how fast this hour goes, and we are just about out of time. But I want to thank our guest, Joseph Scheel, for joining us this evening. And, Joe, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work, or if they'd like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yes, the best way is through the website. Just Google my name if you can't remember.
Okay, josephscheel.com. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I'd also like to thank our listeners. You're so welcome. Thanks to our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. Please visit us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.